Okay, firstly, I just want to apologize for the extreme delay over here. I know there's no image, and I hope you can all hear the sound as we continue with Tehillim. We're going to maximize the next half hour, and I hope to compensate for this half hour in the future to ensure that we'll... Today we're going to continue, firstly, with the end of Mishpatim on the very last part. Now, once this Mishmor is incorporated in our Sidur, in order to basically appreciate the Mishmor within the context of Tefillah. So last week, the Mishover has an agenda, and that is to enlist a response, an emotional response from all of us. And the emotional response is supposed to be that we're supposed to see on our own how, as one person, as an individual, we offer praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And after the individual, firstly, Yaduch HaHashem Kol Ma'asacha V'Chasidecha Yivarchucha, and then thereafter, Tehillat HaShem Yedaber Pi V'Yivarech Kol B'Sar HaShem Kasho Le'Olam Ba'ed. And what I do with the Sidur. So firstly, the very beginning, note that when we incorporate this in the Sidur, we add to our acrostic structure, we add the basic tzukim of Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha Od Ya'alu Hasala, and then Ashrei HaMshakachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shashem Elukav. For those of you who have an open Tanakh and not just these Mizmori Tehillim, you'll notice something very beautiful, and that is the tzukim beforehand. Right? So where these tzukim come from. For those who open to Mizmor Pei Dalet Pasuk Vav, this is where you're going to see the famous Pasuk of Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha Od Ya'alu Hasala. Like one, why the Gaonim, who are the ones, as we know, to work off of the original Tfilat Shmoneh Esrei and incorporating many Mizmorei Tehillim in Tfilah, why they added this Pasuk, even though it has nothing to do, and look how far it is away from Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei. Any ideas? For those of you who can speak or type it in, Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha Od Ya'alu Hasala. So it seems that the basic idea there is lucky is the person, Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha, who is in the house of Hashem, Od Ya'alu Hasala. They, or one, shall continue to praise Hashem. And it seems that the basic idea that Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei is a universal song. Notice that it's not particular to Am Yisrael. Who should praise Hashem? Anyone who recognizes Hashem's greatness in the world, right through Gadol Hashem Umulam Ma'od, and Dor L'Dor Yishabach Ma'asacha Tehillat Hashem Yedarefi V'Varech Kol Basar. Everyone in this world should be thanking Hashem. And what the Gaonim wanted to do, once it's incorporated in Tzima, once this becomes something unique to Am Yisrael, Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha Od Ya'alu Hasala. Lucky is the one who sits in your house. Who really has the right to say this Mizmor? Only someone who sits in the house of Hashem. But notice, what else is the connection? Od Ya'alu Hasala. Those who are Yoshvei Beitecha are also Ya'alu Hasala, are also the ones who will continue to praise Hashem. That's the basic idea of the first pasuk. And we understand that obviously they were looking for an Aleph pasuk to maintain the acrostic form. But now we're going to take a look at the next pasuk that was added. Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha Od Ya'alu Hasala, Ashrei Ha'am Shakachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. For those, once again, who have open Tanakhim in front of them, you'll notice that the pasuk that precedes Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei, in other words, Mizmor Kuf Mem Zalid, pasuk Tedvav, ends with Ashrei Ha'am Shakachalo, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. A beautiful way, even though the previous Mizmor has nothing to do with this, even though it's the end of a different Kovetz, as we discussed last week. Nonetheless, after Ashrei Yoshvei Beitecha, and I think to continue that is Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo. Lucky is the nation to whom this is, Ashrei Ha'am Shehashem Elokav. Lucky is the nation that Hashem is their God. Now, the previous Mizmor talks about how Hashem saves one, how it's worthwhile to have Hashem as your God, having nothing to do with Tehillah, with praising Hashem, and Hashem being so great. And our sense here from the last pasuk is that this is more in line with Ashrei Yoshvei Luch HaSela, and lucky are those who sit in the house of Hashem, Yihaluluch HaSela, they sat in Ha'am Shekachalo, Ha'am Shehashem Elokav, and the obvious connection is the fact that it precedes Tehillah L'David. Notice there's one other pasuk that we add, And that is that at the very end of this mizmor, which we end with Tehillat Hashem Yedaber Piv Baruch Kavod Hashem Kadshon Le'olam Va'ed, we add the pasuk of Va'anachnu Nevarech Me'ata Ve'ad Olam Halleluka, and this is the last pasuk of Mizmor Kuf Tek Vav. And this pasuk, that this edition comes in order to finish off this mizmor with the Halleluka, just like the ensuing mizmorim thereafter. And it seems then that when one says Ashrei as part of Pesukei Zimah, all of Kilok Yisrael ended up adding this as a way of trying to show that in fact it's a continuation to what the other Halalukas, and the basic idea is in the future, then right now, Tehillat Hashem Yedaber Piv Varech Kol Bas Hashem Katzol Le'olam Ve'ed, everyone, Va'anachnu Nevarechka, once again making it exclusive to Am Yisrael. And those basic ideas then of the Va'anachnu Nevarechka, and I like what Yehuda Issa said, pray for those who come early to shul, that's a beautiful idea, of showing that we're the ones who indeed come and praise Hashem. So even though it's called Bastar Hashem Kachol Olam Ve'ed, we add in Anachnu Nevarechka. This is something unique and specific to Am Yisrael. And with this then, we're ready to go on to the next mizmorim, which we're going to see are clearly part of a kovetz. And therefore, the first challenge is always, as mentioned, to read the mizmor, get a basic sense of the mizmor, and try to see how, in fact, once there are so many similar words, how this is clearly part of a kovetz. And the way to do that is not only connect the word, but to connect the themes. And then see, let's take a look at this more Kufman Bav. Halukah haluli nafshi et Hashem. Or we'll use him Hashem. Halukah haluli nafshi et Adonai. Ahala Adonai b'chayai. Azamra lalohai b'ogi. Al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven adam she'enu tishua tete rucho. Yashub lad mato v'yamahu abdu et shtunutav. Ashrei she'el Yaakov b'Israel. Tivru al Adonai elohav. Oseh shemayim v'aret et hayam v'et kol asher bam. Hashomer emet la'olam. עושה משפט לשוקים, נותן מתן לרעבים, אדוני מתיר אסורים, אדוני פוקח עיבים, אדוני זקיף כפופים, אדוני אוהב צדיקים, אדוני שומר צעירים, יתום ואלמנה יעודד, בדרך רשעים יעבד, ימלוך אדוני לעולם, הללויה. Other than the basic, הללו, can anyone see parallels, either literary or thematic parallels between Kufman Vav and Kufman Hey, that basically prove that this is in fact a continuation of the previous mizmor, and clearly then the poet's way of continuing the basic ideas of Tehillah LeDavid. Let's look at some of the words. What did we already find? Any either audio or type responses? Okay, well, some basic ones, just to point out, are, again, notice Ashrei does not appear in the previous mizmor, so I'm going to go on to some of the others. Oseh shamayim v'aretz etayam v'et kol asher bam, hashomer, we found that the words of shomer mentioned before. Okay, Achivim, Sukhit Kuf, Kirim, Zerach Mitzvah, Mikvuk is the path of, very nice, Yael mentioned Dor Vador, beautiful, just like Dor Lador, excellent, at the end, Lador Vador Halukah, Notim Lechem, Yehudit mentioned, excellent, and obviously the Rishaim that are mentioned in both as well, and the Le'olam mentioned as well. So there are plenty of words that basically show us that this is clear, once again, what's called Kovetz Mizmorei HaHilulim. The next thing to do, after we see and identify that this is part of a Kovetz, and that's always how I'll begin a second Mizmor of a Kovetz, to try to appreciate the connection, is then to look at it independently, and to appreciate what's going on within the mizmor, and that is the divide. I'll ask you to try to look for this, and your homework is to look at the mizmor that we don't get to today, and try to see, in fact, what the division of the stanzas are. But here I'm going to make it a little easier. This mizmor has two stanzas. And for the future as well, most mizmori tehillim have either two or three stanzas. Here, the first stanza, Sukim Aleph Tuhei, which is all clearly everlasting. So we're going to take a look at the mizmor and try to explain the psukim as we go along, and then see how this mizmor is developing the idea of the previous mizmor. Halukah li nashiyat Hashem. This is already what we find. Allah Hashem b'chayai azama lelokai be'odi. I shall praise Hashem be'odi, which is a very interesting terminology that we have not mentioned too often in Tanakh. And basically what this means, azama lelokai be'odi, is be'od ani chai. As long as I'm alive, I'm going to continue to praise Hashem. Now, as we learn other mizmori tehillim, we're in fact going to see that this is a term that I'm going to explain a few times, that the only reason why Hashem keeps us alive is in order to praise Him. And in order for us to stay alive, we therefore must continue to praise Him. And we're going to find, as long as I'm still alive, I will praise Hashem. And as we continue, and therefore don't place any of your trust in Nidivim, in all those who you think will save you, and all those generous people. His wind, his spirit is going to leave him. Yeshuv l'admato. He's mortal, he's of the land. And on that day, all of his strength shall be lost. Ashrei, Shekel Yaakov Ezra. Lucky is the person who has God on his side to help him. Tzivro Hashem Elokav. The one who places his trust in Hashem. End of the first stanza. Basically, do not trust other people because God is the one that one should trust. And just to repeat for those who didn't hear, right after the ideas of the first few psukim, that Hashem, I'm going to praise Hashem, why? It's not worthwhile placing my trust in mankind who ultimately is going to die, but rather, I am going to place my trust in Hashem, Tzivro al Hashem Elokav, because man is going to leave, God is immortal. And now that we said that God is so great, Oseh Shamayim Va'aret, Etayam Betzkol Asherbam, why is God so great? He created the heavens and the earth and the water and all its contents. Hashomer emet leolam. He can watch truth forever. So again, very similar to the previous mizmor, I praise Hashem forever, and forever Hashem is going to preserve truth. Ose mishpat lashukim, notein lachem la're'idim, Hashem matir asurim. And basically the idea that I hope that you're already paying attention to is the idea of Ose. Right here, look at what Hashem does. On one hand, Shomer. On the other hand, He performs justice for the oppressed, gives bread to the hungry, and is going to release all those that are in chains. Hashem Pokeach Ivrim opens up the eyes of the blind. Okay, Kufim, Ohit, Tzadikim that we found in the previous Mishmar. Hashem Shomer, that word again that we found also in Pasuk Vav. Hashem Shomer Eskirim Yantom Valmana Yodev. Hashem will watch over the converts, and the widows and the orphans He shall encourage, but He will make the ways of the wicked crooked. Hashem la'olam. And now look for an interesting idea. Elokayach Tzion, Bador Bador Haluka. The previous Mizmor Kufman Hay, said everyone should praise Hashem. Everyone should praise Hashem. Notice, this Mizmor is already going to become a little more exclusive for Am Yisrael. Shame on those who don't trust Hashem, for after all, they place their trust in humans. And chaval, what a shame. After all, those people are going to die. One instead should place one trust in Hashem. Why? So the Mishavar says, I'll remind you why. I'll remind you of the previous Mizmor. Because God, look carefully at Pasuk Vav. And Shomer. God created and God heavens on the earth, and that's why you should place your trust in Him. He's a creator. Shomer emet la'olam. And as opposed to man, who may also claim that every once in a while he the same God who created Shomer Aret also creates justice. And this reminds us as well of the idea of the previous Lamala Lamala Lamata, for those who remember from last week, that on one hand we turn to Hashem and we say, yes, Hashem, you are wonderful, you are great. That just reminds you of the beginning of the previous Mizmor. Gadol Hashem u'molam la'od. Dor l'dor yishavach ma'asecha. Or machutcha machut kol olamim. God is awesome, God is wonderful. But at the same time, matir asurim pokeach ribim. Somech noflim. That God, in fact, does of the infection to all those who otherwise may have gotten forgotten. God, number one, creates those special lines, but also Osemesh Bat Lashukim, Hashomer and Metlaim. God preserves truth all the way up from above, but he also interacts with even the lowliest of society, even with the proletariat of communities. Indeed, he is going to be as involved as possible with each and every member, each individual of, look carefully now at the last pasuk, each individual of whom, apparently the whole world, after all, that's what we spoke about in the Gemara Kuf Mem Hei. Notice then the changes going to take place in the last pasuk. Imlo Hashem la'olam, Hashem therefore should rule forever. Which Hashem is this? Elokayach Tzion, Lador Vador, Haleluka. This is the Elohim of Tzion. Something that's extremely significant and important to pay attention to. That is, this is the God of Tzion. Not just the God of the world, but now the God of Tzion. This Mishmor already told us that even though the Mishorer said, remember I told you that God is great, he's great for everyone, and he'll watch over the Tzadikim, he'll punish the Rishaim. Well, now he says, I have to tell you, this God that I'm talking about, he has a special relationship with Am Yisrael. Perhaps because of what was mentioned earlier, namely the distinction between his relationship with those who place their trust in him, as opposed to those who place their trust. Now we're ready to go to the third Mizmor in the Kodesh of Mizmori Hallelujah, as it's known of the Hallelujahs, and that is, again, Mizmor Kuf Mem Zayin. So let's take a look already, again, after comparing Kuf Mem Hei and Kuf Mem Vav, we saw the Hallelujah, we saw, by the way, just to add in some other parallels here, Ene Hashem, Enei kolei lachi yisaberu, and kuf men vav, sivu al Hashem loka, vatan asin lehem asachlan b'ito, and kuf men vav, nopim lechem lera'idim, lokeit kufim, lokeit kufim, lachutcham, lachut kol olamim. Here we have Yimloch Hashem lolam, lokei tzion, lador vador, memshatacha b'chol dor vador, shomer Hashem et kol avav, here Hashem shomer tirim, vekol Hashem yashmid, v'der fushaim ya'avit. So we're going to take a look now at Mizmor Kuf Mem Zayin, and I'm going to ask you to quickly take a look, and if anyone can tell me what parallels you find between Mizmor Kuf Mem Zayin and the Kovet. Now, previous Mizmorim generally means through a process of what's called Merezmus, of Anatoplosis, which is the Shishur Hamilim, trying to see the chain from the previous Mizmor. So in Kuf Mem Zayin, there are going to be a few parallels to Kuf Mem Hei, but more really of what are called the Shonot Meshutafim, a similar terminology that we found in Kuf Mem Vav. So a few seconds of those who like to type or call in their answers, so to speak. And just quickly skim Kuf Mem Zayin. Okay, I'm going to give some of them away. If you take a look at Kuf Mem Zayin, number one, Haleluka. Haluka zamra lelokeinu. Notice how we just said in Mizmor Kuf Mem Vav, Haluka azamra lelokai. Hamachase shamayin. Hamechin la'aretz reminds us of Oseh shamayin v'aretz. Chukav u'mishpatav reminds us of Oseh mishpat. Noten l'vehima lachma reminds us of Noten lechem l're'idim. Oseh Hashem et yirei'av in Kuf Mem Zayin is parallel to Hashem ohev tzadikim. In Kuf Mem Vav, Mo'odeid Anavim Hashem, Kuf Mem Zayin, reminds us of the similar terminology, Yatom Vamana Ya'odeid, Mashpil B'Sha'im Abe'aret. And now, the very last pasuk, Shavachi Yushalayim Et Hashem, Halali Elokayach Tziyon, reminds us of the last pasuk of Kuf Mem Vav, Yimloch Hashem Olam, Elokayach Tziyon, Vador Vador Haleluka. So now we're going to take a look at this mizmor. And after quickly reading it, I'm going to ask you as I read it to also try to pay attention to the different stanzas in this mizmor to see the beautiful ideas coming across. Hallelujah. Ki tom zamra Eloheinu. Ki na'im na'ava tila bonei Yushalayim Adonai. Nidchei Yisrael yichanes harofei l'shvurei leiva umachadesh lasputam. Mone mispar l'kochavim l'chulam shemot yitra. Gadol Adoneinu v'rav kawach l'tvunato en mispar. Mo'odeir anavim adonai, mashpil rishayim ade'aret. Enu la adonai v'todah, zamru la Eloheinu b'chinor, המחסה שמיים ואבים, המכין הארץ מצר, המצמיח הרים חציר, נותן לבימה לחמה לבני עורב אשר יקראו, לא בגבורת הסוס יחפץ, ולא בשוקי האיש ירצה, רוצה אדוני את יראיו, את המיכלים לחסו. שבחי ירושלים את אדוני, הללי אלוהיך ציון, כי חיזק ברכי שעריך, בירך בנייך בקרבך, השם גבורך שלום, חירף חיצים יפתיאך, השולח ומצוא ארץ, עד מהירה ירוץ שברו, הנותן שלק הצמר, כפור כאיפה יפזר, משליך רחוק פיצים לפני קרצו מי יעמוד, ישלח ברו וימצאים, ישיב רחו יזלומיים, מגיד ברבי ליעקב, חוקיו ומשפטיו לישראל, לא עשה חן חוגוי, ומשפטים בה יזעום, הללויה. So we return now to Mizmor Kuf Mem Zayin, and now you can try to figure out the stanzas here. We're going to find that this time we actually have three different chalakim, three different stanzas that beautifully are going to relate to the different words here. Meaning, even if I didn't have any idea what the concept spoke about, the words basically help me figure out where the psukim or where the stanzas end. Notice then that it begins with Haluka Kitov Zamar Elokeinu. It's good to sing to God. Kitov Zamar Elokeinu Kimnaim. It's pleasant. Na'ava Tehila. Pleasant to give this praise to Hashem. Notice then this is going to continue basically through Pasuk. I'm going to say through Pasuk Vav. Pasuk Zayin begins with Enu La Hashem Betota Zamru L'Elokeinu B'Chinor. A new opening of answer Hashem in thanksgiving, zamru lelokeinu b'chinor, and sing to Hashem with after the chelak sheni from pasuk zayin, where they're going to have through pasuk yudalit and yudbet begin shabachi shalayim et Hashem halali elokeich tzion, our third calling out of praising Hashem shabachi. So we have zamra elokeinu, and then shabachi elokeich. Now through this, we're going to appreciate the development of the Mizmor. So we begin with, again, it's good to praise Hashem. Why? Bonei Yerushalayim Hashem. Nidchei Yisrael Yechanes. Again, God is the one who builds Yerushalayim. And through that, you bring in all those Nidchim, all the people who are dispersed. Notice then that we have here from Mizmor Kuf Mem Hei, which was extremely universal. Mizmor Kuf Mem Vav was a transition to basically bring us from the universal to the very particular. Hashem Shomer Girim, Elokai Tzion. That Hashem ultimately is the Elokim of Tzion. Even though he's great to everyone, there's a special relationship in Tzion. Now you're going to see it, and you're going to appreciate the beautiful transition of Kuf Mem Zayin. Hashem takes care of especially those in Yerushalayim, those in Tzion. And here I'd just like to make a point that Tzion, when it's used in Tanakh, it's not Har Tzion, and it's not just a general place for Yerushalayim, but Tzion is always used to depict the special relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael through the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Pasukim, Harofei Mishvorei Leiv U'Mahadesh La'Azkutam. And Hashem is the healer of broken hearts, and He bandages their sickness and their depression. Monen Nispar L'Kochavim. He counts each one. Them as kochavim luchulam shemot yikra. Can notice then how God is great. How is God so great? He is going to count all of the stars and gives them all the names. My God once again controls the entire universe. As you know, this is the famous pasuk that's quoted by the midrash and henceforth also by Rashi at the very beginning of Shmos. Be'ilah Shmos b'nei Yisrael hayodim b'Mitzrayim. Rashi says we already know this. Why does the Torah have to repeat something that we know from the end of Sefer Bereishis, all the names of the children of Yaakov? And Rashi quotes from the Midrash to teach us that Hashem loves counting Am Yisrael because they are like me. He counts each one of the stars, the Cholam Shemot Yikra, giving them all a name. I recently saw that there's actually a website where you can pay money and name your own star. Right? But we don't need to do that because Hashem has already given all of the stars names. And the beauty here goes even beyond that. That the same God who takes care of those who enter Yerushalayim is once again the God of the universe. Gadol Adonenu Barav Koach. Notice the change in terminology. Gadol Adonenu. That Hashem, our Adon. It's not just an Elohim now. Not just the universal God. This is our master. that couple of tone I thought in the spirit, there's no goal, there's no limit to his wisdom. Modid and Avim Hashem. And yet at the same time he's able to interact with all of humankind and Mashpil Rishim at the Eretz in order to encourage those who are humble, in order to also make sure that the Rishim, the wicked ones, are downtrodden. And Nul Bonei Yushalayim Hashem, Hashem takes care of those all around Yushalayim. The same Hashem who counts each one of the stars also takes a look at the particulars of Bnei Adam. But this, once again, is Adoneinu. This is now particular to Am Yisrael. With this pasuk, Zayin made a very nice comment over here. That Hashem is, on one hand, right, Mashpil B'Sha'im, right, the stars and the pasuk are the Jews within the context. Beautiful, right? The Midrash is really developing it from pasuk Dalit. Monen is part of Chavim. The pshat is Hashem literally counts each star and gives each star a name. Within the context, the sense that we get is that we're talking about Adoneinu, we're talking about Hashem. It is clearly coming to depict also a very special relationship between Hashem and Am Yisrael. And that's how the Midrash appreciates what these stars are. That yes, the stars are the Jews once you see it as part of the context of Hashem's relationship with Am Yisrael. Now we're going to start again, Pasuk Zayin, Enu LaHashem. So go and respond to Hashem. And so that with Thanksgiving, Zamru lelokeinu b'chinor, and sing to Hashem with your chinor. Who is this Hashem? Hamachaseh shamay ba'adim. The same Hashem, once again, who is the universal God. And this is basically the Meshorer's way of saying, do you see how lucky we are? Do you know that our God is the God who created the world? He's the one who fills up the heavens with clouds. He's the one who prepares the aretz with matar, with the various rains. Hamatsmiyah harim chatsir allows the crops to go on the mountains, to grow on the mountains, and Otin Levei Malachma provides for food for the animals, Levnei Oreva Sheikro, even for the children of the Orei. The Orei that we know is not only a promiscuous bird, but a very selfish, carnivorous bird, who basically feeds off of live animals, and not just carcasses. So Hashem provides even for the cruelest of animals, even for the animals that technically could take care of themselves. Excuse me, Lopu Kaburat Tassus Yechbat. And at the same God doesn't want the yet strength of horses, lo b'shokei ha'ishvise, or the size, meaning, or the swiftness of man. Rather, rotzei Hashem et yirayav. The same rotzei, which, by the way, I hope you're all getting a sense of, that we saw from this more kuf mem hei, rotzei Hashem et yirayav. Then now, rotzei, the same terminology here, of the previous mizmorim, Hashem wants those who fear him, etami chalim lachasil, those who await his chasa, those who await his kindness. And Hashem wants us to appreciate the kindness that's manifested within the world and to understand that Hashem is the source thereof. And here, once again, even though Hashem is the universal God, notice the terminology here, but Hashem is Yireyav, but Hashem really wants a more personal relationship with those who fear Him. Pasuk Yudet, the last gemba. Shabbachi Yushalayim at Hashem, Halali Elokayich Tziyom. And now, what happened to that general, Kitov Zamra Elokeinu, Enu LaHashem Nisodah Zamru LaElokeinu? Now, instead of just speaking in the first person, he's speaking also in the second person. Shabbachi Yushalayim Hashem Halali Elokayach Tzion. He's speaking now to Tzion. Look how lucky you are, Tzion, that this is your God. Kichizat Ruchei She'arayach, a beautiful form of, again, any idea of what this poetic device is called. What is he doing? Speaking to Yushalayim, saying, do you see how Hashem has strengthened your gates? The same Hashem who has a relationship with the whole world, the same Hashem who has a special relationship with Am Yisrael, has a relationship with you, Yerushalayim. And therefore, Yerushalayim, you have to sing. Yes, for all those of you who are thinking this is personification. And it obviously not only personifies Yerushalayim by giving it a sense of singing, and giving it a sense of Hashem strengthening its gates, but it's also meant to enliven us with a sense of a connection to Yerushalayim, an emotional response that we're supposed to be feeling right here. Yerushalayim, after Am Yisrael sing, Zamra Elokeinu, Zamru Elokeinu, now it's your turn. Now it's your turn to sing to Hashem. Why? Ki chizat b'chei sha'arayich, because He strengthens the bolts, He strengthens the locks on your gates, b'irach b'nayich b'kirdech, hasam g'vulech shalom. He placed your borders in peace, and He has filled you with the cream of wheat. This is where we get it from, the cream of wheat. Hasoleach imrato eres. Beautiful idea here. He sends his words to the comes like Hashem is just spreading dust. He sends out his ice or his icicles, like little arrows, and even more, in the face of Hashem's coldness, Mia Amod. Hashem says, okay, let there be snow, and the snow just comes, the snowstorm. Let there be frost, and whew, there's frost. Now, based on this mizmor, where does it all come from? It all comes from Hashem's relationship to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim here represents our immediate, intense relationship with HaKadosh. This work of Mem-Zayim, we're going to see, B'ezrat Hashem, as we put these mizmorim together, and noted how they're a nice kovetz, flipping one off the other, but there's actually internal structure between the mizmorim themselves. We're going to see that mizmor of Mem-Zayim is going to be the climax of all these mizmorim. Hashem has a relationship with Am Yisrael. Not only is it going to be manifest through Yerushalayim, but Hashem's relationship with the whole world, something like the snow, something like, again, the nature that affects everyone, universal ideas, those also come from Yerushalayim. In other words, the Meshorer is giving us very deep messages here that are supposed to inspire us to appreciate our unique relationship with Hashem. Hashem relates us to our relationship and our connection to Yerushalayim. Pasuk Yechet, Yishlach Dvaro, the same Davar that we saw mentioned in Pasuk Tetzvah, and Mehirah Yavut Dvaro, Hashem's word is sent to his people, or to the Lamb, through Yerushalayim, and Yishlach Dvaro, the same Davar, by Yishim. The same word that's sent to bring the snow is sent to melt the snow. Yashay Ruchbo, Hashem returns the wind, and then Yislumayim, so that the waters will flow. Magid Dvaro, again Hashem's word, so Hashem's word that comes to Yerushalayim, and Hashem's word that sends the snow and melts the snow, Magid Dvaro Yaakov, is also his Dvar to Yaakov, Ukav Umishvatav Yisrael, the same God who controls nature, the same God who sends out the laws of nature, is the same God who brings the laws to Am Yisrael. Lo Asachim L'chol Goy, but this is something that he only does for Am Yisrael, Umishvatim Vayidon. But to them, to the other goyim, he did not reveal his statue, Haluka. This is more than any of the previous mizmorim, and certainly even more than the ensuing mizmorim, is the one that shows us that the universal God is particularly our God, and this God is one who relates to us through Yerushalayim. Okay, how are you supposed to be feeling after this mizmor? What emotions did he elicit? Now you have to realize that if you don't appreciate this mizmor, unless you had mizmor kuf mem vav in the middle. Kuf mem vav takes us from the complete universe of the Vav, which we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur, is the reason why the Chachamim ended up adding particular psukim of Ashrei Ha'am Shekachalo Va'anachnu Nevarechka, to make sure that it's not just universal, it does relate to Am Yisrael, but in the text, in the context of Tehillim, it's a universal mizmor, anyone can sing it. Kuf Mem Vav takes us to Elokei Ha'am, and this is obviously what's coming to manifest our unique relationship with Hashem. Can anyone tell me in one or two words what you're supposed to be feeling after the wrap-up? How do you feel after this? The same God, Lua, is the universal God, because this word is Lua, the rest of the world, is the same God who gives Am Yisrael their Mishpatim. You can say that this is definitely a mizmor of Jewish pride. This is a mizmor to appreciate our relationship with Yerushalayim. So praise Hashem. To say, Hashem, thank you. It's the God who created the world is our God. And therefore, we also have a mizmor that leads us to exalt to, but because we know that it's an expression of relating to the universal God of the world. Ben Shafashad next week, live from Toronto. Ah, very nice. I see Nafis are responding with pride that we have responded to the spending together, which is the Kovet Agnes Mori Kabbalah Shabbat that I hope you're excited about. So, and so that's once again, once again, for the very delayed Shi'ur today, and without the camera hookup, which I'm not sure why that didn't work, but we'll continue next week with Mizmorim Kufnum Chet Nun. We're going to finish this Kovet, put it in its structure, and then there's Rav Hashem the rest, or begin with Kovet or the Mizmorim Kabbalah Shabbat. Until next week then, Hallelujah.